The Red Sox have been fined.
Can I guess?
Well, I don't have a number yet.
Oh, you don't have a number.
The Red Sox have been fined by Major League Baseball for the sign-stealing drama that the Yankees brought to light a couple of weeks ago. I say this. I think that's the wrong punishment. I think the Red Sox are incredibly lucky.
Yes, I agree. Really? Very, as a Red Sox lifer.
I thought they were going to give like $250,000.
I couldn't care less if it's $500 million. Well, yeah. I'd care. It's not my money, as they say, but $500 million would hurt. But as a Red Sox fan, Red Sox lifer, I am breathing a massive sigh of relief about that, because the one thing, that was a pretty egregious thing they did. It really was.
Yeah,
in my opinion, it was, and I'm very surprised. My one concern is that they were going to lose their mind in the front office and take wins away. That would have been extreme, but I'm glad that's out of the way.
I thought it would have been appropriate to take draft picks, to take a first-round draft pick. Ooh. To take multiple early rounds, a fourth and a fifth, whatever. Yep. You've got to hurt this team somewhere, because we don't know that this was one isolated series. This could have been the entire season. There could be 80 wins on board here that have come from cheating, and I don't want to see that rewarded by just some paltry fine. I love sign stealing. Arnie, we've had this talk before. I did it as a player. I've done it as a coach, but there's a way to do it that's ethical within the confines of the game, and cheating using technology is inappropriate, and it deserved a more severe punishment than that. And since we can't prove whether it was 4 games or 44 games, I don't believe in taking away wins, because we don't know how much this was used. Right. But draft picks, especially high ones, I could see one or two of those.
Well, first of all, just because they got caught, it wasn't the first time they've done it. So it means they've done it a bunch before, but they haven't been caught. The only reason you can't start taking away wins or anything, vacating wins, is because this is happening all over. We saw what was that, the Cardinals?
Well, that was different. They broke into the Astros computers, and they did lose draft
picks. But the guy doing jail time is what he's doing. He was doing jail time.
No, but the thing here that differentiates it to me is that you're using some technology here, and that's what made me
not to steal the signs, only to relay it. They're not using technology.
You can't do that. That's blatantly
illegal. Yeah, but you're not using technology to steal the sign. That you're doing on your own, right, Brady?
No, it's an Apple or whatever it's called.
How does an I watch Apple Watch help you steal a sign?
Well, somehow somebody was watching the game.
Right.
Learn the pitch sequences.
Right.
And then they are able to
relay my point, then. You're stealing the sign on your own.
No, you're not. Somebody's watching television, picking it up.
You're using technology to cheat.
You're
basically
watching the game, but they don't tell you on the TV screen, hey.
You're not allowed to do that, though.
But you're still – but my point is, you're stealing the signs by your own mind. I can watch the game. I won't know the signs. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
But you read the process of what they did. Yeah. I was amazed they only got what they got.
Absolutely.
Like, I thought, as a Boston sports fan, I thought the Deflategate thing was absolutely the most absurd thing I've ever heard. The fact that Brady lost 4 games out of that. But this one, I'm on the side of...
Really?
But my point is that on this one, I think Boston got away with something here.
I did think it was that all.
Deflategate to me was just a complete ridiculous waste of everyone's
breath. I agree there, too. I don't think it was egregious with what the Red Sox did.
I'd say it's a lot more egregious than the silliness that was Deflategate.
Well, I'd say the same thing as painting the other locker room pink so the other team doesn't get all pumped up or something like that.
This is different. This isn't just a guy standing on second base and taking a guess and trying to give signs with his fingers or his movements in some way. This is using technology, and that's not ethical, and it's not legal.
Let's get to some calls. Is it Tink on line one? Do we want to get to him?
Yeah.
You're on 101.3 ESPN. What's going on, Tink?
Well, you know what? Thanks, Arnie, for taking my call. But I got a thing about this cheating, and I hate to disagree with you all, but I hear you all talk about, especially Brady, I stole signs, and we've been stealing signs for years. Cheating is cheating. You know, technology is here. We have to accept it, and that's just the way it is. We've used technology for many different things that everyone has thought is ethical or non-ethical. But if people are saying cheating was acceptable prior to technology, that's just wrong. Cheating is cheating, and I thank you for taking my call. But that's how I feel. And you guys have a great evening. And I'm going to
win for
Ryan Rizzullo tomorrow night.
Thanks, Tink. Appreciate you getting on it. What do you want to say, Brady?
Tink, I appreciate the call, but I totally disagree.
Yeah.
I totally disagree with that. You could call cheating... if I'm stealing the signs in the confines of the game, you could call it unethical if you want. I call it smart. Okay, there's a difference between being smart and being savvy and being completely dirty. Okay, looking at the playbook that's been, going into someone's hotel room and stealing the playbook, that's one thing. Watching the film over and over again and decoding what the audible signals are or learning it on the field, for the entire game and then knowing what it is in the fourth quarter, that's being smart and savvy.
Smart legwork.
You've put in the legwork to do that, and it's deserved. It's not, that isn't cheating to me. That is just absolutely being outsmarting your opponent. There's a reason why catchers give multiple signs. Why? Because they know people are out looking to do that within the confines of the game.
I got to question you. You told me they're watching TV, and in 2 seconds, I could see on TV what they're going to throw, relay it to a coach who relays it to an on-deck batter who relays it to the guy at the thing. Oh, come on.
I can't tell you the specifics of it, but I don't think it went through that many hands. I think he went through, what, three hands?
Yes, but Arnie's point's well taken that, okay, Severino's, Sanchez for the Yankees is putting down one, but he's put one around nine other signs, and now we're able to figure out. You're right, Arnie, in that. I think it's more of we've got the system, and now we know what to look for on base.
My problem, and I'll say it again, is the fact that they're using technology that no one else is using, and you can't do that.
I think that's everybody's problem. So, I think that's every problem.
I just, that did not sit well with me at all, and my first thought was, oh, no, you know, who cares? So they cheated. I don't care. I still love the Red Sox. My problem was that, what's going to happen?